It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, and a very good morning to you. My name is Jim Thorne, and the program That's What's Happening on 103.9 WYAB. And of course, today is Friday, and you know what that means. It means that we're highlighting Mississippi's musicians and artists, and we have some very special guests in studio this morning. And I'm happy to welcome back to the studio Frazier Riddell and Shane Hobgood. Hey, guys, how are y'all?
Good morning. We are good.
We're doing wonderful.
I got to ask you, Frazier, since we've talked to you last, of course, you're the owner of Small Town Music in Canton, and you said you've been fairly busy as far as your playing and just everyday things, huh?
Oh, staying extremely busy.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of work to make those small town profits. So, yeah, staying very busy, including this week in particular, getting ready for tomorrow, May 3rd.
Uh-huh.
Where we're having our 7th annual May Day at the Gin.
Okay, tell us about that.
It's there's information about it on our little Facebook page for Small Town Music. Mm-hmm. But it's we've done it based around the Kentucky Derby,
uh-huh.
which is tomorrow.
Okay.
And we used to have the Derby as part of the party, but the last few years it's been an after-Derby party. Live music, going to have jambalaya as the food, as the BYOB. Bring your own cooler and lawn chair.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to have some great weather, too. It's going to be nice.
Oh, yeah. Last year was the worst ever. Uh-huh. It was cold, windy, and raining in the first Saturday in May last year.
Yeah, it's going to be cool, but it's going to be nice, I think. So, good deal. Now, what time does that start?
Gates open at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock is when the live music starts.
And that's in Canton, right?
That is in Canton at the Gin, 436 West B Street.
Well, I got to talk to Shane.
Yes.
Shane, good morning. How are you? I've heard a lot about you through Frazier. You and Frazier do some gigs together. And tell us a little bit about Shane Hobgood.
We do. We have been playing together for 5 years.
Something like that.
Five plus.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm from Jackson, and Frazier and I met each other through a mutual friend. And we've been winging it ever since.
Winging it, that's a good way to put it.
So, and I live in Madison and actually spend a lot of time up in Nashville, and that's a place Frazier and I both love. So I just told Jim this morning that Frazier's left his popcorn maker machine in Nashville, and that needs to be at the top of my list. It's my job.
So
bring
how do you get the popcorn maker back? Do you stuff it in the back seat or what?
I'd need to. I just need to not pack as much when I drive and leave a space.
First, you got to catch Mervin at the Douglas Corner Cafe.
Well, I tell you what, Frazier, I was listening to some of your music the last few days, and it just incredible. I just got to tell you that. So versatile, different styles. I mean, you're talking rock, country, blues, and that sort of thing. And Shane, I guess you get right on in there and partake of the different styles of music as well.
I do. That is one thing that's really fun is we kind of cover a broad spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And so Frazier brings in a lot of old rock and roll, and I love a lot of the new country. And Frazier told me lately he's going to start listening to country radio, which I'm so excited.
Is that a breakthrough?
It is a breakthrough. It is.
All right. Well, listen, I got to direct our listeners. You've got a terrific website, and I got to tell you, I looked at your disclaimer. I'm gonna read a part of your disclaimer about the musicians and the music. The disclaimer says about your performance, please note that I and most musicians that I work with do not like many of these songs. Yes, and even sometimes can say we hate them. The playing of these songs by a musician repeatedly may cause jaded bitterness for an indefinite amount of time. As the employer, you may be liable for this distorted mental state. Now, you're talking about when you're signing on to play a gig and you're playing all these songs that get requested and that sort of thing. You don't always like them, but you got to do it, right?
Freebird!
Frazier, let's get... Freebird! What's your favorite?
My favorite?
Request that you've probably played for 30 years.
I think the biggest one would have to be...
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, where do we go?
Well, let's do a
Brown
song.
Girl. Yeah, let's do this. Want to do that, Brown?
Yeah.
No.
Whatever y'all want to do, right? I'm in studio with Frazier and Shane. Shane and Frazier.
You want us to do a live song?
Sure.
Right now?
Let's do it.
I want. Oh.
Well, we can do. I mean, I've got one queued up if you want to do a recorded one.
I'm so ready. Are you ready?
All right,
I'm
Shane
ready.
And Frazier.
Babe, I say I love you a thousand times. Right, a thousand times. I love you in a letter. The things I hear from you make me believe your love is true and got me feeling a whole lot better.
I'll buy you a car. Give you the keys. If you want more, you don't have to say please. I'll do this with joy and be a little puppet toy just to make you feel better. No, no matter what you do, it's up to me to not feel blue. And oh, I must admit, my dear, your little letter, it's got me feeling better. So say you love me a thousand times.
Write a thousand times, I love you in a letter.
The things I hear from you make me believe your love is true
and got me feeling a whole lot better.
Everybody. Now we'll be in love a thousand plus a million.
Write it to each other a thousand plus a zillion.
For you.
And for you.
Now that our love is true, we're feeling a whole lot better.
Shane and Frazier. Oh, that's what's happening. 103.9 WYAB. I'm Jim Thorne. And guys, that's terrific harmony. That's awesome.
Thank you. It's just...
Now, are y'all playing locally soon together? Are you performing?
We have a couple of things coming up, don't we?
We do. We play at Two Rivers in Canton on Friday, May 9th.
That's 1 week from today.
9 p.m. to midnight.
Yeah.
And then Catherine's in Ridgeland. I believe the next Thursday, May 15th, 6:30.
I don't have a calendar, but that sounds
ladies
right.
Ladies' night.
Yeah.
All right. That's terrific.
So if you stay up late, come to Two Rivers, because it doesn't start until 9.
Till 9 o'clock. Okay.
But if you're
take
not...
take a nap and
yeah.
drink some coffee.
But yes. If you're a lady and you like two-for-one wine and you don't like to stay out late, come to Catherine's.
You got your choice.
Yeah, I mean, what more can you ask for?
And where can folks get your music? You've recorded some together?
They can get our music at, they can email us, call us. The website's a great place. We have a Facebook page. You can request to be a part of it, and we might let you in.
That's right, Shane and Frazier.
Yeah, Shane and Frazier.
Smalltownmusic.com.
And smalltownmusic.com. Also, we have a page with our CD on it.
Okay.
And the information about it. We did this CD. When did we do it?
A couple years ago.
It was late 12.
Mm-hmm.
Late 12. So we're working towards a new one and really hoping to have something co-written and maybe one of Shane's. The project didn't you co-write?
Yes, on one.
Yeah, one of the ones on the project. And so we mixed it up, and we're hoping to mix the next one up even better.
By late 2014.
It's going to be the best Jambalaya Shane and Frazier CD ever.
Can't wait for it. That's terrific. All right, we're going to take a break. Our guest, special guest in studio, Shane Hopgood and Frazier Riddell. I'm Jim Thorne, and program That's What's Happening on 103.9 WYAB. It's 8:20, and my name is Jim Thorne. The program, That's What's Happening on 103.9 WYAB, and our special guest in studio on this Friday, as we're highlighting Mississippi musicians and arts, we have Shane Hopgood and Frazier Riddell back with us. And Frazier, before we go to another song, you're involved in a thing in Canton coming up in about 2 weeks. It's the Symphony Orchestra on the Square. Tell us about that.
Thank you for reminding me of that, because I don't think about things these days. I forget about things so much. When is that? May 17th?
May 17th, yeah.
Okay, Saturday, May 17th, on the square in Canton, free to the public, is the Mississippi Symphony.
Awesome.
And they will start at 7 o'clock and do a performance. And this year, we're trying something different.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, instead of having the – we may have a little bit of entertainment beforehand, but last year we had a band beforehand, and so many people commented on, I wish the band would have been playing afterwards. And so we're going to try this year. We're going to have the symphony playing. And when the symphony wraps up, you'll turn around and there'll be a stage in the other corner of the square. And then the Full Circle Party Band, or who's some guys I know through a cousin. They're mostly based out of like Sturgis, Little Sturgis, Mississippi. And they put a band back together after many years. And I'm their saxophone player.
And I was going to ask you about that. You do some sax on your recording, and awesome job. Now, you started playing early on the sax, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. That was high school.
Yeah.
I got into saxophone a long time ago, and I love playing it. It's just that you can't go to a solo gig playing saxophone. Hence, guitar, harmonica, and singing is just the way to get out and be able to do things. And then I have, with Shane, I've taken a saxophone on a few gigs.
You need to bring the saxophone in next time.
Yeah, I could.
Have a little solo
sax.
That
would be great, yeah.
Yeah.
But the symphony on the square, what a great venue. For May 17th, that's a great venue for something like that.
Oh, it's wonderful. And we've done different styles before. We've had Thacker Mountain Program out of Oxford has been there before.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some other local groups there, some other local talents, like choirs from schools. And this year it's going to be this band afterwards, is just to see. We figure if we don't try it, we don't know.
And it's free, right?
It is free.
Awesome.
And there'll be about three or four restaurants open on the square as far as food, although I think we'll have a small vending tent on the square, maybe based around some of the vendors in the / quasi-chamber of commerce. To offer something, and we have some great sponsors for that event, which I don't have the list in front of me.
We'll mention that.
Yeah.
Put it on your calendar, folks. May 17th, Saturday. That's 7 o'clock. The Square on Canton. It's going to be a great event. So, all right, we've got a song queued up. Shane and Frazier, and Shane, tell us about this song, "Small Town Blues."
This is a song actually that Ruthie Foster wrote, and I heard her version of it and just fell in love with it, and so I recorded it up in Nashville, and we took a little different take on it, and so it's one that I love.
All right, well, let's listen to it. This is Shane and Frazier and "Small Town Blues" on That's What's Happening, 103.9 WYAB.
What's going on in my mind? You know they said I need the rest, but I can't agree. Ever since I got here, I don't even sleep. I've got to leave this town, and I've got to leave right now. I don't care who, what, when, or where. Won't you get me out somehow? get me out somehow. And I'm bound. You got to get me out somehow. I gotta get out of here.
All right. Small Town Blues, that's Shane and Frazier, and mainly Shane there on the vocals. Shane, when did you start singing? How did you get involved in all that?
Oh, gosh. A long time ago, I started singing when I was in the seventh grade. Mm-hmm. And I remember I went to Jackson Academy and did a talent show there. And that is what really started it. That's right. Frazier's over here giving us some hand motion.
We need a video
Grease.
Camera.
I'm thinking of a photo. We have a photo of her from a talent show that we've sent out for gigs occasionally in the past.
That's right. So anyway, that's when I started. I remember my dad saying, I'll pay you and your sister $25 if y'all do the talent show. I was basically bribed.
Oh, wow.
And so that's what got me started.
It's a good investment, though, right? From him?
It paid off with you, but not with Shelley, huh?
In different ways.
Okay.
But anyway, so I have just been singing since.
Now, Frazier, I need to ask you, when you started singing, did you say, okay, this is going to be a possible combo here? How did that come about?
Well, we were at the gym, and Shane was introduced by a mutual friend, and she just came down one day, and we sat in my lesson room, and just I went through three or four or five songs and just threw them out, and asking her like kind of what she knew, and if I knew it, I'd play it. And the next night, mm-hmm. I believe I had a gig for a retiring bank president.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why don't you come on out? And she came out, and that night, even though we had not practiced or anything, it felt like it was working and kind of gelling, and it just took off from there.
That's terrific. Now, Shane, we were talking off the air, and you had mentioned that you guys did a gig not long ago that you really ate up. Tell us about that.
One of my favorite. Frazier has been playing at the Canton Nursing Home for a while.
16 years.
Oh, my gosh.
A long time. 16
okay,
years.
I didn't know that it'd been that long. So I just was able to go the last month. I kept telling him, Frazier, tell me when you're going to the nursing home because I don't want to miss it. And it was the sweetest time. So it's now my favorite gig, one of my favorite gigs, and I don't want to miss it.
See, so y'all do that still pretty regular in there.
He's once a month.
About once a month, once every 6 weeks. There's still a contact there, Miss Dacus in Canton, who's still around. She taught piano forever and is in the music club over there. They have a little performance at the Methodist Church, 3:00 this Sunday.
Nice. Yeah.
So,
all right, if anybody wanted to maybe contact you about singing and playing at their event, how would they do that?
You can call 601-859-8596, Small Town Music. You can email Frazier at smalltownmusic.com.
That's right.
You can.
Or you can call me.
Yeah.
601-405-2894. So Frazier and I both will book our gigs.
All right. Well, we'll review that when we come back towards the end of this program, all right? But we're going to take a break. Our CBS Market Watch is coming up. Our special guest in studio, Shane Hopgood and Frazier Riddell. It's Shane and Frazier on That's What's Happening, 103.9 WYAB. It's 24 minutes until 9 o'clock. I'm Jim Thorne in the program That's What's Happening on 103.9 WYAB. Our special guest in studio as we're highlighting Mississippi musicians and artists, Shane Hopgood and Frazier Riddell, known as Shane and Frazier. And guys, tell us again where you're going to be performing in the next couple weeks.
We've got a gig coming up at Two Rivers in Canton next
one
Friday.
One week from today.
May 9th. Mm-hmm. And then the following week at Catherine's in Ridgeland on May 15th.
Thursday night, ladies' night.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Shane, let me ask you, and I've asked Frazier when he was in last time, influences, vocalists that had an impact on you. Can you name two or three that really, you know, motivated you in your career?
Oh, sure. Gosh, I grew up listening to a lot of Motown, but I loved Whitney Houston. Mm-hmm. Growing up, she
what a voice.
Had a huge influence on me, yeah. And also Bonnie Raitt is someone that I love, and she just gets better and better. Mariah Carey mm-hmm. was another influence, and Dolly Parton.
That's a good variety.
Dolly.
Yeah.
And got a great picture of you and Dolly Frazier.
I saw that on your website. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Tell us about the picture, Frazier. You got to do that.
Well, I worked when I lived in East Tennessee for a while. First, I lived in Sevierville on a ranch. Sevierville's outside of Pigeon Forge. Then I moved in a trailer by the river.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I lived in a trailer by the river in Sevierville. But I was working at Dollywood. And Dolly came one day to take photos, and I worked in the entertainment department. I was a sound man back then. And so I was the one, you know, going to get her a Diet Coke if she needed something or she needed a tissue or whatever, you know. And she took photos with all the employees. And so at the end of the day, I got my photo with her.
It's a good picture.
And my dad cherished that. I think he showed it to all his friends.
We need to put that up on our next
something.
Oh, when you put it on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, listen, you've got your guitar ready to go. What are we going to hear? What do you want to do?
Let's do an oldie but goldie.
Oldie but goldie. And we like to take old songs, cover songs, and sort of make them our own. And that's why we're going to do this one. We feel like it's one that we've sort of put our own flavor to in a way.
All right.
I haven't really changed the song, but I think a lot of people will recognize it.
Shane and Frazier.
Day after day I'm more confused. Still I look for the light through the pouring rain. Yeah, you know it's a game that I hate to lose. Ain't it a shame I'm feeling the strain.
Oh, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. Yeah. And the world outside is so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through.
Beat, boys, to free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Drift away.
Free my soul. I
wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
When my mind is free, you know a melody can move me. When I'm feeling blue, the guitar's coming through to soothe me. Thanks for the love that you've given me. I want you to know I'm a your song, yeah, your rhythm, rhyme, and harmony, you help me along, making me strong.
Oh, give me the beat, boys, to free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away, drift away. Hey, yeah, yeah. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. And give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. My soul, I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
awesome. Shane and Frazier. Shane Frazier's doing a little tremolo there. Is that what you called it? Yeah. That's great. That's
you couldn't see that. The people couldn't see it, could they? Can we take a picture of this right now? Can I take a picture of you and put it on Facebook?
Absolutely. We can do that.
I have a smartphone.
So, this is live radio for sure.
That's right.
Frazier just got an iPhone. And,
did you really?
And now he
lean
is
just a, little bit.
A photographer.
Oh, goodness. Hey, listen, I got to ask you, you know, you do a lot of songs together. How do you choose the songs that you do? Is it just like, hey, let me, you know, I've got a suggestion and just try it out? How does that work?
Or Frazier just starts playing the guitar, uh-huh. and I'll be like, what's that one? Mm-hmm. And then he starts singing, oh, okay.
I do that sometimes, don't I?
You do.
Yeah. Right, now,
you do.
The taste that each of you have, does that conflict with each other, or does that kind of complement each other?
I think it does. Usually it compliments.
That's,
I'm sorry, I'm not getting up to the mic. We practiced that earlier,
lean
too.
Lean in.
Okay. there's times when we have a little bit of different taste, but more often than not, it comes together and we do have the same taste. Or change some songs to fit us more. We may do a country song that ends up being a little bit more feeling like a rhythm and blues song.
And you put your own personality in it, and that's what makes it work.
Yeah, and it's we attempt to do that.
That's great. Our guest, Shane and Frazier on That's What's Happening. I'm Jim Thorne. Our time now is 16 minutes until 9. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with our final segment. Stay tuned. It's 12 minutes until 9. Good morning. My name is Jim Thorne, and the program That's What's Happening on 103.9 WYAB. Our special guest in studio, Shane Hobgood and Frazier Riddell. Shane and Frazier. Now,
morning,
how can folks get your music?
There's
some folks.
Good morning. How are you?
Frazier, you're waking up.
That's right.
Your
You've had two cups of
coffee.
I brought you some.
That's right. He'll be here till 10.
They can get our music
on our Facebook page,
yes, our
Shane
Facebook.
And Frazier.
Yes. And at my website, smalltownmusic.com. You can go to cmcrecords.com, which really links back to Small Town. And on there are several projects I've done in the past, but also Shane and Frazier's project is there, and you can listen to some samples of the tunes off of that project. I just forget.
Frazier's working on his mic technique.
I think it's these little headphones.
It could be.
I can't tell what it sounds like.
Now, Frazier, I got to ask you this. You've gotten I've got several of your CDs. You gave me them, and I appreciate those very much. Do you know how many songs you've written? I mean, that's a pretty.
I was trying to add it up the other day. It's somewhere around 3,869,000.
I was thinking that.
Yeah. But it may not be quite that many.
But close.
Now, Shane, do you write? Do you write too?
I do write. Mm-hmm. I don't have 3 million songs, but I've got a few.
Yeah. Well, terrific.
200, Jim. Probably somewhere. I mean, really, it's not an astronomical amount. I never did try to get a job with a publisher being a staff writer. If you do that, you literally end up, they pile up by the hundreds because you go to work in the morning, you get a cup of coffee, and you write a song for better or worse, which is not a bad way to write. Because I find myself sometimes if I wait, I won't write but 3 songs in a period of 6 months.
Yeah.
Because I'm just, you know, one morning it hits me and I write it.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad thing. When we used to have a songwriter's night on the square in Canton, we would have challenges. And we'd say, okay, this month's challenge is write a song based around, we'd just say a phrase.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the.
Just a topic. And then you
a
just
topic kinda, or a phrase. Yeah. And I've done that with some people out of Nashville before in the past, too.
Mm-hmm.
And even though that one only lasted 5 months, I had 5 songs out of that. And I think at least one of them made one of my CDs.
Mm-hmm. I love your CDs. They're terrific. I was listening on the way over, listening yesterday, and just
thank you.
Very, very good. And
it's good to know that somebody's listening.
Well, all right, we've got time for another song. We do a live one. You got your guitar, and what's this about? Name of the song.
Well, this is one you've written, Sunshine Heading My Way. We're glad to see some sunshine after all this weather.
Amen. Mr. Cloudy is a fella that I
trying to avoid. He's always trying to bring a rainy day on my head. Mr. Sunny is the one who always keeps me in blue. My mind is spinning and it keeps my heart well fed. Sunshine heading my way. Lucky me, it's a beautiful day. Outside playing a game. My love gives me a name. And it's alright. And it's alright. I take a walk and Mr. Foot will tell me he is alive. Tells me thanks for taking him and his friends outside. They love it when I dance and sing and let them jiggle and jive. And let the little things in life be my guide. Sunshine heading my way. Lucky me, it's a beautiful day. Outside playing a game. My love gives me a name. And it's all right. And it's all right. And it's all right. And it's all right.
All right, Shane and Frazier. That's what's happening. That's true. And you guys, you know what's cool? Even this early in the morning, you're having a blast, and we're having a good time.
We are having fun, Jim. Thanks so much for having us.
It's been fun.
I just wanted to say one quick thing, just that all our thoughts and prayers with all the people that just have suffered through these tornadoes, and wanted to say that.
Yeah, absolutely, and especially in our listening area over in Rankin County and, of course, Louisville and Lee County, just some really tough things going on, and life happens. And I know, Frazier, you even write some of your songs about just some of the things that are a little introspective, and this kind of thing, this music that you guys do and other musicians like yourself really kind of helps in days like today.
Well, it does, and I can't help but write like that in my life because since I was 20 years old, I've been seeking God and trying to have a relationship with Jesus as an adult, starting at over 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And part of that struggle is just dealing with things. You know, when a tragedy comes along, you always wonder why.
Yeah.
And so a lot of that will end up coming out in my songs. And, you know, just trying and hoping that as I grow older, I will understand them better and maybe with my son be able to pass some of that knowledge along to him, so that he doesn't get too discouraged.
Now, you guys have a new project that you're working on. You mentioned that earlier. Was that?
We do. We are going to be working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully coming out at the end of 2014.
Or the beginning of 2015.
All right. Well, look for it, everybody. Look for it. And as far as recording, the project's coming out, what else in the future? Do you have anything on the radar?
Gosh, writing.
Yeah.
Writing.
I've been encouraging Shane to write more and more. And the one thing we haven't done, and so I guess I'll say it right here, is we haven't written together hardly at all, and that's our fault.
Mm-hmm.
Because she stays so busy. She goes to Nashville a lot. I have a business to take care of and a family to take care of. We both have so many things going on that sometimes it's difficult to make the time. Mm-hmm. I think everybody can relate to that, though.
Yeah.
So I think we'll be forgiven.
Yeah.
And that'll be our goal for the next project.
Yes.
Right here on the show.
Right here. You heard it first.
We've got it recorded.
Oh, what's happening? What's happening? We're going to write a song.
All right, Frazier, talk about your website. I want to kind of direct people to that and let folks get familiar with what you do.
www.smalltownmusic.com. www.thebabyshow.com. That's my website I've had since I started the store back in 97 and started selling online, probably more like 99 selling online. I found an old receipt the other day and realized that my eBay sales went back to 1999.
Wow.
The other century.
eBay.
Yeah. Yeah, I do a lot there. From the website, there are links to the Small Town Music Facebook page. I need to put one to the Shane and Fraser Facebook page. But again, from you go to the website, which is Small Town Music, all one word, smalltownmusic.com. And from there are icons to navigate you to the CMC Records site, the Facebook page, the eBay store, the information page. You can email me from there if you forget what the email is.
Or check it out. It's really a lot of fun just to kind of browse around there. And I want to remind listeners, too, about what you guys are involved in on Saturday, May 17th there in Canton on the Square. Give us kind of a review of that, Frazier.
Saturday, May 17th, the Mississippi Symphony. Nissan is how this event started.
Mm-hmm.
And the symphony used to come on Thursdays for a few years. But that was when Nissan was new. And then this Nissan sort of backed away from the event a little bit because they have tons of things. They help so much with education and other things. So a committee of us got together probably 4 or 5 years ago to begin having at least a group of mostly just citizens and to keep the event going. And a few years ago it changed to Saturdays. But we just try to bring something good to Canton. It's something to offer Canton and the surrounding area. Because not everybody gets to see the Mississippi Symphony.
Right.
And to have it in that setting on the square is just wonderful. And then we try to add other entertainment to it and mix it up. It's a work in progress.
Well, it's absolutely free, and I would encourage listeners, come on out. That's May 17th, a Saturday, 7 o'clock, and looking forward to that. Well, folks, we have maybe a minute left on the program. Can we roll out something live as we head on out? Shane and Fraser, thanks again, guys, for being on the show. Awesome.
Thank you, Jim.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Jim Thorne's program, I'm gonna let it shine. All on Jim Thorne's program, I'm gonna let it shine.
Y'all come on and listen to WYAB now, cause I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
All around the neighborhood.